when the ninth month of the year draws to a close, an eerie presence starts to crawl from its uneasy grave. The beasts and ghouls of the Halloween season arise to torture the souls of mortal men, women, and children. Beware, dear listener, you have been warned. The Chatting Flicks 30 Days of Horror are upon us. Hi everyone, and welcome to the next episode in the Chatting Flicks 30 Days of Horror. I am Carl Pierce, and today I'm talking about the 2012 film called VHS. So, as I say, 2020 American film. It is an anthology found footage film, which means that it has a couple of different stories within it, and it's all based around literally this found footage. So, the first story that takes place sort of is the main story. It's what it's called, like the framing story, if you like, or the framing narrative, they call it on Wikipedia. And a couple of criminals are hired to break into a house and steal a videotape, a certain videotape. And as they break into the house, they find this house is full of these old style VHS videotapes. And they found a man sitting in a chair, dead, with the telly on static. So the boys go round and find, have a little look around the house, trying to find this videotape, find whatever they can. And one of them stays behind and starts putting in these videotapes to watch. So as he puts a videotape in, we get to see one of the story on the videotape, basically. So that's the main narrative. It's called Tape 56, apparently. That must be the tape that they're looking for. So that's what they call it, the framing narrative. And then with that, you get a series of other stories within the sort of found footage idea. So the first one's called Amateur Night. And Amateur Night shows a group of lads who end up meeting a girl. And they pick her up and take her back to a hotel. And again, without giving too many, well, I'm going to give some spoilers in this episode. But basically, the way what they do, they intend to make a bit of a porn film, and they do that by getting these glasses, seeing glasses that have a camera inside them and a microphone, so that anything that the wearer sees is getting recorded. So they get this guy to pick up this lady, and take her back to a motel room and what have you. But then things take a turn for the worst when the lady starts growing fangs. She attacks and kills one of the lads, and then a couple of other lads try and run away. And then they're sort of legging it around this motel, getting chased by this demon. Now the section finishes with the main lad running away, still with the glasses on, and getting picked up into the air. So she's obviously, like, she's sprouted wings or something, and she gets picked up, and it picks him up into the air, like, to take him back to their lair. And then the glasses fall to the ground, and you see her flying away. So it's a little bit of a sort of weird story. A bit of a cautionary tale, you know, don't be an asshole, don't be trying to be a rapist or whatever, and, you know, just otherwise, you know, you might get taken by a demon. But yeah, so nice little story. That's the one that always sticks with me, that story. That's the one that, like, it's sort of the first separate story. The other stories I always forget about, and I'm just having a look on Wikipedia now to see what goes on with them. So for the second one is called Second Honeymoon, and this is where a couple are driving across country. They're going on the honeymoon. It says they're traveling to Arizona, and they stop off at a hotel room, and in the hotel room, one while they're asleep, we see from the point of view of the viewer, this intruder steals $100 from the fella's wallet and does a few other creepy things in the room. And then eventually we find out, or we see, that this intruder, eventually wearing this porcelain mask of some sort, kills the lad. His name's Sam, I think. Kills the lad, and then the girl sort of screaming, screaming, screaming. It turns out it was all a ruse, and the girl has just orchestrated this killing. And she's actually a lover in love with the intruder, who turned out to be a woman as well. So that the two women, and that they've been filming it on this camera. So it's again, it's a second video VHS of lost footage. So it seems like this fella in this house has been watching these videos. They're all different, killings that have been recorded on this VHS tape. Meanwhile, the creepy stuff's going on in the house. So, for example, the dead body goes missing. The first lad who was watching the video goes missing, and it goes to the other point of view of the other lads and things like that. But again, they are filming this on their own camcorders, so it's sort of like their story is going to become one of the VHS stories as well. The next story is called Tuesday the 17th. So a group of 20-somethings accompany a new friend to their annual trip to a lake located in a nearby forest. And then they're starting to get sort of stalked by what it says in called on the Wikipedia, it's called a glitch. So it looks like it's sort of the tracking's going on the video, and this glitch is this monster, and it's sort of stalking them and ends up killing them in horrible ways and things like that. And all these different things have all these different little stories have a little twist in them. So like they try and catch this glitch in a bear trap, which doesn't work, and they're trying to run away and impale it on a bed of spikes and things like this, and just doesn't work. And it's basically this found footage. So that's the second story. There's not really a big twist to that one, but that's basically what it is. The next story is called The Sick Thing That Happened to Emily When She Was Younger. So this takes the form of like a computer video chats, which in 2012 was quite a thing. It wasn't like a common thing. Now with Zoom and Skype and things like that, it's quite common, FaceTime. Whereas back in 2012, this wasn't a big thing. So she's talking to her boyfriend over the internet, over these video chats, and she's got this lump on her arm, and she still keeps seeing these sort of ghostly children running in and out of her apartment, and she tries and finds out about it, but doesn't you know there's no history of dead children or even children living there. And all these creepy things happen, and it's all getting filmed on a laptop, and she keeps talking to her boyfriend. The boyfriend's name's James, and she's trying to say, like, all these creepy things are happening, I need you to come and see me. And so basically in the end, it turns out that these small children aren't children at all. They're aliens, not ghosts, they're aliens. And James, the boyfriend, is in on it, and that the bump in her arm was a tracking device, and they are using her body as an incubator. So James ends up, taking this baby out of a body, this alien baby out of a body, and then they erase a memory, and like make it look like she had an accident. And then like you see the video call where she's talking to James again, like she doesn't know what's going on, and she's sort of like she's in a daze. And then it turns out that James is doing this to other people as well. So that they're using these young women to incubate these aliens. So again, that's another story on the VHS. So yeah, and creepy things happening in the house where the lads are while they're trying to look for this tape 56, whatever it's called. And then, yeah, and then the last story, it says here it's called 10/31/98, so Halloween 98. And it's about a group of lads. I don't remember much about this, but I remember the very last scene. A group of lads who they go to some party on Halloween, and they end up getting involved in a sort of like an exorcism with these people in a basement, and they think it's just all part of the fun, but it's an actual thing. So what happens is they end up running away and getting chased, and they get into a car, and with oh that they get the girl, they realize it's real, and they get the girl, and then they try and get away. And what happens is that they get to a train track, and the car just conks out, and all of a sudden the girl disappears, and she turns up outside the car just looking at them. And as they're in the car, they can't open the doors, they can't start the engine, and then like a train just like smashes the car in two. So there's loads of like it's like little tiny ghost stories or creepy stories, like sort of horror stories. It's perfect for Halloween. It's a low budget film. You know, it's not like, you know, one of these glossy films. As I say, it's a found footage film. It cost $242,000 to make, and it made nearly 2 million in the box office. So, you know, it was a big success. I know there's been a couple of sequels, VHS 2. I think there was another one, but I think there's a new series coming out, VHS 99, as well. A series on that Shudder, the Shudder channel. But yeah, really big fan of VHS. I have seen the second one. Didn't love it as much, but I think the first one is really, it's a real hidden gem, certainly for horror fans and at this time of year at Halloween. So yeah, definitely give it a go if you like your anthology films. I'm a big fan of the old anthology films, you know, things like Creepshow and Trick or Treat. I think they're brilliant, you know, the little sort of snappy stories that you can get your sink your teeth into, because if you don't like one, then, you know, another one comes along in a bit. And, you know, this has done really well. Okay, it's a found footage film, you know, but the way it's done is very clever. It's a series of different found footage films in one. So I can recommend this. Now, I don't think it's available on anything. I have it on DVD, but I don't think it's available on anything. It might be on Shudder because they've got a new TV series of VHS coming out. So maybe it's on there. But as I say, it's not on Netflix or anything as far as I can tell. All right. So if you do watch it or if you have seen it, let us know what you think. Did you enjoy it? Is it load of crap? Is it brilliant? You tell me. All right, so you can get in contact on all the socials, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, or you can email us chatflix@mail.com, and we'll see you next episode. Bye bye.
Okay, here's the deal. We got to break into this house, and all we have to do is steal this one VHS tape.
Found it.
You got it?
Yeah.
Which one is it?
I don't know, man. Let's just
look at these tapes, okay?
What's so special about this tape anyway?
My apartment's haunted.
It's not haunted.
Can you get a shot of this?
What's with this camera?
Die up here.